Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I guess the best thing, big picture overall, BT, would be the fact that Devers got traded. Because if he didn't, then I'd really be feeling like the Red Sox were a threat in the American League East. And again, we could go over the Yankees' record in the AL East, and we could go over the teams now who have closed the gap. And maybe the division is going to be a battle all year long. Maybe the Yankees pull away with it. Who knows? But they had a chance to really bury the Red Sox, and they did not. But the Red Sox may, in fact, have buried themselves by moving Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Sal, back to the bottom line is that when you don't hit, you just... Baseball has a way, more than any other sport, when you just don't hit, you just don't look incredibly engaged. And when you don't look engaged, that bothers people. And then when it's compounded by ridiculous gaps on the bases, it's just an ugly look. Like, honestly, it looked awful. But you got to understand, you got a great pitcher who's getting ready to come back, a really good young pitcher in Heel, and one of the most clutch, thunderous righty bats that's getting ready to come back and provide some jolt for this lineup. And that's obviously Stanton here. Again, like one of the things that I love about this team.
He'll be back tonight, right, Stanton? Activated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We thought he was going to actually come to Boston. But one of the things that I love about this team is that I think they are much more, just a much more, ironically, here we are Monday after the weekend, fundamentally sound team. Like, I know that the Knicks season has kind of hijacked the airways the last couple of months here. But how many times last year was I ranting and raving? I mean, I absolutely destroyed Gleyber Torres to a point. I felt like I was dehumanizing the poor guy. I couldn't go any deeper because it was the nonchalant, head in the sky, sloppy baseball fundamentals or absence thereof that drove me nuts. This Yankee team that I watch every night, they run hard, they catch it, they usually hit, and they pitch. So, again, I'm not happy with the weekend. Now, if this bleeds into this week, and if the Red Sox, start getting hot again, even without Devers, that's going to change my focus. I really like this Yankee team.
But they had three of those plays. I mean, Van Rice, Dominguez, not knowing the count. Mistakes happen. No team is perfect. But to have that happen three times, trying to steal third base when you have no business doing that.
Yep.
It is something that has not been, the Yankees' MO this year. So you give them credit for that. But then why would it show up in this series? Then Judge reverting to, postseason Aaron Judge going 1-for-12. It's almost like, were the Yankees putting too much pressure on themselves against Boston this week? It doesn't make any sense why they would play so poorly and do those bad things. And again, and John Boy did a great job of this showing that the Dodgers criticized the Yankees last year for, throwing behind guys or throwing to the wrong base or not hitting the cutoff guy.
Sure.
And they were doing it again, and John Boy showed that exact example. So the Yankees, those little things that were a concern a year ago, showed their head this weekend against the Red Sox. Does it mean that's going to continue? I don't know, but that's about as ugly as a series as you could have for the Yankees.
I don't know that we'll see that for another half decade. I mean, where really that many egregious, blatant gaffes. I would like to know, and I know what he said post-game. I watched the interviews. I'd like to know what Aaron Boone said in the clubhouse after the game. Like, to me, That's an interesting angle here. Did he light him up? Like, I know that you can't go to that emotional well in baseball very often. Otherwise, you get tuned out. Yeah. I think Boone's pretty good at that. And I also think that what Aaron says publicly is different from what he does behind closed doors. He doesn't throw his players under the bus, despite sometimes us wanting him to do that. We asked him ourselves about Gleyber Torres and some other guys in the past when we've had him on the show. He's not going to do that. But I would have to say that if Aaron Boone didn't, verbally, kick them in the ass multiple times this weekend behind a closed door, I don't think Aaron Boone did the job this weekend. I would think that he did, and if he didn't, I would be disappointed. You have to respond to that.
BT and Sal on the fan. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, so, this weekend sucked. I get it. But I just feel like, Sal, on your part, it's a little bit of an overreaction as far as, like, the sky is falling. I mean, to me, it's about how you bounce back from a crappy weekend like this. We got a 7-game homestand. We take 5 out of 2, right the ship, and move on. You know, baseball's ebbs and flows. You want to flow.
Right, but don't you think, fair enough, Brian, but won't we talk about what happens this week as it happens? At the end of this week, like, we could say, the Yankees bounced back nicer. They went 5-2. What we're doing, or what I'm trying to do, is react to what happened over the course of the weekend. Now, you could minimize it, but the fact that Judge goes 1-for-12 and the Yankees couldn't win a game and had a hard time scoring a run, they couldn't score a run off the Red Sox starters. Red Sox pitching's been awful this year.
It sucks. It sucks, but I don't feel like it's, panic mode yet. Judge is going to have, he's not going to sustain 400 the whole season.
But as a human being. And by the way, thanks for the call. Yeah. That's why I, Sal, myself, have confidence about this team. Forget about October, but the lulls that Judge inevitably is going to experience despite this ridiculous season he's had so far is they've just got a better lineup in terms of more capable bats than they did a year ago. Nobody's better than Soto outside of Judge that they have, but like the depth and the ability for other guys to get, whether it's a Goldschmidt, whether it's a Bellinger, whether it's Volpe in year three with a tick up in numbers, like there's, whether it's Stanton coming back. I think that
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Yankees are just a better team this year. Now, by the way, as bad as the Yankees played this, what was the aggregate score? 8-4? I mean, Yankees didn't hit.
The Yankees are a good pitching team.
No, I get it, but the Yankees didn't hit at all, and they did not represent themselves well on the bases at all. But the way that this is being presented, you would have thought the Yankees lost 17-4 over the course of 3 games. Score?
They got swept. They lost all 3 games.
I understand that. And listen,
and they couldn't score against the starters. Like, a lot of their runs were late in this series.
Garrett Crochet is absolutely filthy sick. But that's only one of the games. But still, like, if we're sitting here saying, there's two things here. Number one, the team we saw this weekend, to me, is not the real Yankee team. Number one. Number two, their lowest point, if we want to make this their lowest point this year, which I guess I could do because of how bad it looked on the bases, whatever, they basically, they lost by a run basically every game.
One thing that I think, and maybe this is the fundamental difference, where my real concern is, I do not think the lineup is as good as you think it is, or as the numbers are saying.
But it's longer. Yeah. It's got more capable, viable hitters. It's proven.
I don't trust it. Now, maybe Stanton coming back will help that.
Even without Stanton, so far.
Well, who? I mean, I know you talk about Dominguez, but Dominguez hitting .237. And you could give me the numbers as a left-handed hitter. That's fine. Dominguez has not been what we thought he was going to be. Even Volpe with a little bit of an uptick, not good enough. I mean, the bottom of the order yesterday, you get J.C. Escara and Oswald Peraza. I mean, that is, you want to throw in LeMahieu in there, you want to throw in Austin Wells. Okay, but even those guys, LeMahieu is, you know, I still think he's washed. He could have a few weeks.
He's doing all right so far. I thought he was cooked, but he looks a little better than I thought.
So the majority of the Yankees' success offensively, the majority
it's been Goldschmidt and Judge.
Well, yes.
No, there's no question.
And Grisham playing over his head early on.
Which is why I didn't put a ton of stock in that.
And Rice was on fire early on. Now, Stan coming back should help alleviate some of that. But if Judge comes back to the pack, like they're going to need more from the guys that they have here.
Understood. By the way, if the Yankees aren't prepared to absorb, a one or a two or even a 3 week slump by Aaron Judge, well, then the Yankees just aren't built well enough. And we'll get the answers here.
I don't know, because is he going to go into a 3 week slump? We will if he does become human and goes into a month slump. Then you're right. We will get the answer.
And I don't want that to happen after 7 months of sublime baseball, and then that 2 or 3 week run happen in October where we get the answer. Ideally, I'd like to get some answers before that actually happens. But see, I think one of the biggest differences this year with the Yankee team, is that first base is so much better than it was a year ago. So when I talk about the lineup being better, being deeper, being more circular, being fewer dead spots, a big part of that is Goldschmidt. And a smaller part, I don't want to go nuts with this, but a smaller part for me, Sal, is that Volpe in year three is simply better than Volpe in year two. And now, obviously, Judge hitting .380 has covered up for some of these blemishes or perceived blemishes or possible spots of concern. But the Yankees lineup, 1 through 9, is better than last year. It just is.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Alex is in Southampton, New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Hello, Al.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God, you guys are awesome. But BT,
yes,
you make it hard sometimes to agree with you, and I don't like to agree with a Met fan.
Okay.
But every point that Salakata made is valid. You can't.
Yeah, over the weekend, I agree.
This is concerning. Why is it concerning? This has been a mantra for the Yankees under this manager. We don't play well at times. We do many errors. Last year, we was like, 26, 27 in errors?
Yeah, not this year.
We already have 19 errors, and we don't run the bases, and we lack concentration against this manager. And then we are 8-11 against the East. And against Boston,
right,
we can't.
Al, hold on one sec, buddy. I do think, I'm going to grant you this, that there have been various spurts throughout Aaron Boone's tenure as manager of the Yankees where I'm like, my God, the fundamentals aren't that good. Now, do I attribute that to Aaron Boone, or do I attribute that to the roster that was given to him? Now, I don't even want to have that discussion now because we've gone so much on Brian Cashman. But in my opinion, you are overreacting to one bad weekend, because the Yankees that we saw this weekend have not been the 2025 Yankees. If you want to take pieces of 2022 and 2020,
how many errors
be my guest.
I'm sorry. How many errors they committed against Milwaukee? 5. This is a trend.
Alex.
Not something that they're cleaning up.
Well,
and then the hitting? Without Judge, we can't hit. And I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I don't want to agree with Al.
Thanks for the call, Al. Listen. The way Alex just described the 2025 Yankees is just unfair, not to mention inaccurate. They pitch, they field, they hit. What else do you want? I mean, what? And outside of this weekend, they run the bases intelligently. What am I missing? Starters good, bullpen good, power, contact, fielding. I mean, that's baseball.
Yeah, I don't think there... I think there are concerns if Judge does not hit.
I'm not saying there's no concerns, would think that the Yankees lost 9 of 10.
But this has been a thing pre-Juan Soto. And again, the Yankees are judged on a curve. And also, let me just preface this. I shouldn't have to say this, but for the knuckleheads that don't understand it, it has nothing to do with who either of us grew up rooting for. I promise you that.
We'll speak for both of us on that.
We'll get to the Mets in a few... It has nothing to do with it. What would bother me from a Yankee fan perspective is that when Aaron Judge, pre-Juan Soto, when Aaron Judge does not hit,
yep,
The offense has not been there. Now, Stan's
But look at those lineups. Yeah. They were rolling out.
Understood. So Goldschmidt is a huge, huge
So plus. Is Bellinger. The guy's a professional hitter who can run.
But this is the first time this year that we saw Judge really go into a prolonged funk for the court. Now, I don't have the exact numbers every single time, but this is a series that, you know, to me, a big series against the AL East rivals, Red Sox, you could dismiss them all you want. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a team that I thought was going to challenge him. Okay, let's see what Judge can do. Judge goes into a slump. It's not his fault. He can't hit home runs every single time or base hits every single time. He's getting into some double plays. He's going to strike out. So it's not his fault. But the first time that he does, they can't, like, it wasn't like they're losing these games 5-4. They couldn't muster up any runs.
But I tell you what, now, you don't get to choose really how you lose. I would rather lose the way they lost this weekend. Now, again, I granted you this at the start of the show. I hate that it was the Red Sox. It bothers me more than if, you know, I hate that it was so sloppy on the bases. I hate that it happened, you know, a national profile game. Those things bother me. But I would rather lose, what were the scores again? What was it? 2-1, 4-3, 2-zip. Than losing 9-8, 11-6, and 13-5. Like, and now, by the way, that is just a sample of this weekend. If this continues, that's a different conversation.
Well, it is 5-6 to the Sox.
I understand.
And 8-11 in the AL East, which, is that a huge deal?
Well, it could be, but right now it's not for me. Right. I understand why you bring it up. Listen, again, the Red Sox this weekend, last week, it's not good. I mean, I admit I don't like losing to the Red Sox, but I will not allow a couple of mid-June losses define the team that I've watched so far. And the team that I've watched so far is good. And the team that I watched so far this year, at least in my opinion, is better, even without Juan Soto top to bottom, than they were a year ago. And oh yeah, by the way, one of the best pitchers they had last year hasn't even thrown a pitch this season, and he's coming back. And the guy who owned October, again, hasn't taken a swing this season. And guess what? He's back tonight. So we're good. We're okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.